Everything all right? Yes, don't worry, I'm just thinking. What? It's obvious, mate. I heard a man talking whose wife was killed, and he stays calm. What do you want to say? Nothing really, it's just a strange feeling. Of course, we all are hopeless existences, but nothing like that happened to one of us, did it? And how does it matter? Do you want to say that we are silly losers who just can't face a normal crisis? You must understand me. A few hours ago, suicide was in a special way something mystic and admirable for me. I broke with this idea already with my meeting to you. In my thoughts, the suicides were cool people. Cool? You are a bloody idiot. I found it the best way for me, but of course it wasn't cool. Yes, this thought was very broad-brained, but what I want to say is I started thinking if it is not better to stay in life as long as possible. Isn't it very more admirable if you face your problems as long as you can and not as long as you want for a very short time? That's your affair. I understood that we just shifted the time for one day. Tell your good old father stories to Jess. She's the reason why we didn't smash on the ground already. Talk to her. She's childish as a girl in primary school. What are you saying about me, you old suckers? Unimportant. JJ just wants to talk like your father to you. You don't have to say anything to me, understood? I don't want to prescribe laws to you, Jess. But I'm sure you thought it would be something exciting to kill yourself, or not? Martin said that you cried euphorically when you were on the roof. Shut up, Tessa. I don't want to speak about it. For this night, we left it behind us. There's just one thing that now really counts on this planet. Chess. Well, that's it. If we will find him, will you break with that idea to kill yourself? Maybe. But why should you have the right to jump from a roof and I not? Let's talk later about it again. I just... Shut up now, I'm tired.